I'm Warner Joins, and for the remainder of this lesson today, we're going to be discussing the fact that God keeps His Word. There seems to be a doubt in some people's mind that when God promises a thing, that He'll keep His promise. But let me assure you that God will keep His Word. It was over more than 200 years ago, Jonathan Swift, the writer, made this statement. He said, "Promises and pie crust are made to be broken." But sadly, there is some truth to that expression. But God is immutable, Hebrews 6:18, and He cannot lie in Titus 1 and verse 2. And His are exceeding great and precious promises, in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, Ephesians 3 and verse 20. However, some of the promises of the Bible remind us that the wrath of heaven against evil will also come to pass. Now, this is an area in which some people do not believe, that God will punish the wicked. Jehovah keeps His word, and that's bad news for the wicked. Let us notice just a few of the valuable pledges that are made in the sacred text. Now, you may not have thought of them as pledges, but they really are, because it's what God promised to do. He promised to fight against those that fight against Him, and that they will have a certain loss. In 2 Chronicles 13, verse 12, He said, "Behold, God Himself is with us for our captain, and His priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you, O children of Israel." And He says, "Fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper." And again, from 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, He says that we must turn from error to do right if we're going to be blessed of God. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." What a great promise this is. But then for those who have a failure in their lives to give God of their means, are robbing themselves. In Malachi 3, verses 8 through 10. He raised the question first, "Will a man rob God? Yet you've robbed me." And they said, "Wherein have we robbed thee?" He says, "In tithes and offerings. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now wherewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." I realize that this is in the Old Testament, but God still expects us to give today, even though He doesn't specify the tithe. He expects us to give cheerfully and freely unto Him. But God provides power for our daily lives when we pray fervently and scripturally. In Hebrews 4 and verse 16, He says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Yes, God is always there, and we need to realize that. But God provides a way of escape from temptation. I've had people tell me, "You know, I yielded to that because it just wasn't any other way." Oh, but you're wrong. God is faithful, who will not suffer you or permit you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape. You know, we need to get our priorities right, need to set things in order, because Christ said in Matthew 6:33 that we are to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. But you see, seeking God first is the way of true joy. And we must realize that we're going to reap what we sow. Now, a farmer realizes this because he plants the grain in the field that he wants to harvest. And he realizes you can't sow one thing and reap another. But we have a choice in that ourselves. Galatians 6, 7, and 8 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now notice in the spiritual realm, "For he that soweth unto his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." And there are still people, I suppose, today, I've talked to some who thought that if they did something under the cover of darkness, that God wouldn't know about it. But God will know about it. We cannot hide our sins from God. In Numbers 32:23, he said, "But if you will not do so," that is, if you won't keep the promise that you've made, "behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out." That's still true today. 1 Corinthians 15:58 shows that we, as the children of God, are to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now why? "For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." So steadfast work for the Lord is not in vain. You're not wasting your time and energy and money and efforts, but it pays. In Revelation 2:10, during a period of time when many Christians were losing their lives just simply because they were Christians, and Christians were being punished and put to death, but God says that a crown of life awaits the royal follower. He said, "Be thou faithful unto death." You be faithful even if you die, being faithful, "and I will give thee a crown of life." And the Lord is ever with us as we seek to serve Him. In Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, He says, "Lo, I am with you always," or Matthew 28, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And then in Hebrews 13, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." For those who grow spiritually day by day, an abundant entrance will be admitted to that individual. He said, "Whereby are given unto you exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity." He says, now, if these things be in you and abound, they will make you that you're neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his sins. But notice this. He said, if you do these things, you shall never fall. "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Praise God for His promises and the fact that they never fail.